Next, we're going to look at the man who's about to take charge of the Walt Disney Company. Robert Iger takes over in October. For a while, he was considered an unlikely choice for that new job, and his first challenge will be to emerge from the shadow of the man he succeeds, Michael Eisner. NPR's Kim Masters reports.
In his 5 long years as Eisner's number 2 man, Robert Iger has managed an almost impossible feat, avoiding assassination.
He decided to survive, which obviously was the right thing to do. And he did. Katzenberg didn't survive. Hovitz didn't survive. Bolenbach didn't survive. You know, there's a list. I think Bob made a choice not to be His Majesty's loyal opposition.
Bernie Brillstein is a veteran talent manager who has done a lot of business with Iger. He points out that Eisner did away with a number of potential successors. But the 54-year-old Iger paid a price for his success. For most of his tenure as president of Disney, he was marginalized. He was attractive, articulate, charming, but he wasn't seen as a credible candidate for chief executive. Privately, Eisner disparaged him. In a 1996 memo, Eisner said Iger was neither enlightened nor brilliantly creative. Ted Harbert, now head of the E! Entertainment Network, worked for Iger at ABC for many years. He takes issue with Eisner's characterizations.
Where Michael Eisner certainly did have fits of creative brilliance, and maybe Bob wouldn't put himself in that league, Bob is quite able creatively. In fact, I used to say to Bob that sometimes he would understate his creative abilities. He's very well-read and able to discuss a program at great length.
Harbert also disputes Eisner's assertion that Iger was not enlightened.
Bob does the New York Times crossword puzzle every Sunday in ink and does it in about a half hour. Whether or not that makes you enlightened or not, or just good at word puzzles, no one should underestimate Bob Iger's brain power.
Iger immersed himself in the task of turning around Disney's struggling ABC network, where he had spent most of his career. But for several years, he failed. He was blamed when the network ran the hit show Who Wants to Be a Millionaire into the ground by airing it 4 nights a week. He has been criticized because ABC missed chances to put hits like CSI and The Apprentice on the air. Harold Vogel is a Wall Street analyst. He says ABC's troubles all but confounded Iger until the network finally came up with a couple of big hits.
It was something that he had to sweat about until Lost and Desperate Housewives came along. But look, success is all you need. Nobody really asks how you got there. The point is they got there.
Actually, many in the media world do remember how Iger got there. Both Lost and Desperate Housewives were championed by ABC programming executives Lloyd Braun and Susan Lyne. Iger forced both out last year before their pet projects went on the air. But even though Iger fired the executives whose successes helped make him a credible candidate for the top job, Harbert doesn't think Iger benefited more than he deserved.
If he's going to get the blame because of his title, then he should also get the credit because of his title. So it can't be, oh, you were all wrong when the bad things happened, but you're just lucky when the good things happen. There's no logic in that.
At this point, Iger has been amply rewarded for his patience. What's not clear is exactly what it cost him. Iger's former boss at Capital Cities ABC, Tom Murphy, is said to have commented that Iger had lost his soul at Disney. Ted Harbert acknowledges that Iger's been through a lot.
Someone who's weathered a fair amount of, perhaps abuse is too strong a word, but from some very tough treatment from above, from below, and from the outside world, what that does to you is anybody's guess.
But Harbert says Iger has proved he's a survivor.
I think he's got an extremely strong constitution that will let all that roll off his back. I think this is the ultimate vindication that he's worked very openly and aggressively for, and the fact that it's paid off means that I'm sure what he's thinking right now is that it was all worth it.
Talent manager Bernie Brillstein thinks Iger may not have Eisner's spontaneity and flash, but Brillstein says Iger is the kind of straight shooter who can repair some of Disney's badly frayed relationships.
He couldn't create the animosity that Michael Eisner did. He can't do it. He's not that type of guy.
And at this point, Hollywood finds that reason enough to give Iger the benefit of the doubt. Kim Masters, NPR News, Los Angeles.